Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the 23rd of August. I had a bit of hassle. I've recorded this twice and it hasn't worked. So I'm hoping this third go we get something worth listening to. Both times it's crashed. Right, let's do the bets quickly and then I'll do the talking afterwards. Let's get the bets down. 5.40 Curra de Graves each way, win and place. 6.40 Curra Castarza, 6.40 Curra Castarza, and 8.15 Chelmsford Manton Warrior, a 30% trade. York, if I say each way, I mean win and place on Betfair for me. You can do each way at the bookies. I'm backing in the 155 Speed Company and Iron Hallow each way. 2.25, I'm not having a bet, but I hope Stradivarius wins. 3 o'clock, I'm backing Repartee, win and place. 3.35, Batash and Mabs Cross. I think one of these beats the favourite, so I'm going to back them both small. You can Dutch them if you wish to. 4.15, I'm backing Fox Judy Free Win and Celtic Art Win and Place. And 4.50, I'm backing Dark Vision and Irv Win and Place. We've actually had some decent runs from my horses this week. Bit unlucky, could have had a stonking week, but had a lot go short and get beat. We had another couple of decent places yesterday. Good vibes ran well, Agincourt ran well. Just a bit unlucky, but that's what happens with these big meetings. Football, Bradar versus Camber in the Dutch Ersti, lay over 3.5 goals pre-match, and then back in players, the goals don't go in. Don't panic if a goal is scored early. There's a calculator on the website in the members area that you can use. It is, you have to be registered as a free member, so ftsincome.co.uk, register. You must have free member in your profile. If you've registered as a free member, you get to the members area, go to the results templates, and at the bottom of that is a calculator you can use for both the horses and the football. Completely free, just a spreadsheet that you can put in the price you have laid at and the percentage you want, and it will tell you what to back at. Ultimate members, I have changed your database slightly and I've updated that for you. I have, there's one beginner trade, clinic people, start checking the drop box. You had a bet midweek, there's three more this weekend. They're going to start getting a bit more in volume now, so do make sure you check the drop box if you were a clinic attendee a couple of years ago. Tomorrow, obviously, we'll be back with the Premier League. I'll do a bit of a preview on the games there. We've got Liverpool-Arsenal as the big game, obviously Tottenham have their goal fest on Sunday against Newcastle. People will be, I expect, continuing to moan about VAR. Had a guy in the week I saw that posted something about VAR, and I thought I'll have a look at that because it was up my sort of wheelhouse. Had some mathematical formulas, I thought there might have something to it, and it just turns out it was a bitter City fan. Complete and utter nonsense. His calculation was based on Sterling's top speed and saying the cameras are only able to achieve certain things. I did query it at the time and said to him, is it sort of not slightly flawed using Sterling's top speed as he's not always running at about 35 kilometres an hour, and a lot of forwards when they get flagged offside are jogging or they're static, you know, they're stood between the line, they're not all sprinting full speed. And then a bit of further examination found out that he's just bitter they didn't get to the Champions League final, because he sort of said it cost us a Champions League final. Well, it didn't, did it? Because you didn't get to the semi-final. You got beat in the quarter-final. And the goal that was disallowed was offside. It was Aguero, not Sterling, was offside. He was fairly static because Eriksen got robbed of the ball just outside his own area. So it's nothing to do with the argument you were presenting. Just a bitter Man City fan, and he puts it up there, and everybody jumps on board. Yeah, have the FA seen this? Have the Premier League seen this? It's a joke. Look at it. I knew it wasn't right. Absolute rubbish. And then I did some more research into it, because these things become a bit OCD for me, about the cameras and the techniques that use, and they can lay one picture over the other. They've got access to Ultra HD, super fast cameras that can go much better frame rates than 50 per second. So the whole thing that he came out with is completely flawed. non-factual bollocks, much like everything else that we're living in at the moment, be it sports, politics, whatever it may be. People just talk absolute garbage. And what amazes me is, you know, the media does it now. People just say things and everybody just believes what they hear and jumps up and down. And it's a sad old world. We are slowly imploding. People don't think we are, but we are imploding as a race. It's just, for me, you know, worrying times for people going forward. But the basis on which people do things and believe information, staggering it is. Anyway, not going to get all into that. I could lose the plot if I wanted to, but I'm all nice and calm. It's a good day. So seminar trading people, I'll be with you from about 5:30. Everybody else, have a lovely Friday. Enjoy the racing. Have a great weekend. I'll be back tomorrow. As I say, I'll go over the Premier League stuff, try and get into a bit more depth if I've got a bit more time. Just depends what trading I've got myself. You know, unlike these people who can make podcasts and market and sell stuff, I fit you all in around my busy life of punting first. So I will get that out as early as I can tomorrow. Have a great weekend, have a great Friday, and I will be back with you in the morning.